apologies? Can we get an indication from the secretary? Any apology?
There's only the Honorable Mthethwa.
There's an apology for Honorable Mthethwa. Honorable Engel Bracht. Honorable Musanga, there's an indication that you'll arrive late.
Yeah, I don't want to clash with the standing apology because you can to leave.
Okay, then Honorable Michalakis, apologies also registered. Honorable members, in terms of the program, we are supposed to adopt the minutes and adoption of the program for the first term, 2017. Although the first term program, we need to interrelate with other cluster committees so that we don't see ourselves operating isolation, but this is just the preliminary adoption for us to give guidance in terms of our expectation for next year. Can we then go to the minutes? We are going to start with the minutes of the 1st of November. Page 1. Page 2, it was the 2013-2014 report, Section 47 report for Western Cape. Page 3, can we have a mover for adoption of the minutes of second reflection? Honorable Kumbi, seconded by Honorable Anopoli. Thank you. Can we then go to the second batch of minutes? The minutes of the 22nd of November. It was a briefing by both Northern Cape, the Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs, and Mpumalanga. We'll come to it. We'll come to it on our whole. Okay. Just to place it on record up front, if you check in terms of the minutes, there's been an omission specifically on the appearance of Mr. Pina from COCTA in KZN. So I would really request Honorable Mr. Manele just to outline that omission. But we'll come to it when we come to the specific page. Can we go to page 1, Honorable Mukwele? Honorable Mukwele was part of the meeting.
I arrived late. I remember an apology that I was doing.
Honorable Mukwele, it's fine. It's corrected. Page 2. It means you must just give an indication that on our quality TTP that will arrive late for that meeting. Can you go to page 2? On our Manopolo?
I noticed there's an omission. What from Pumala? Let's send them back then to interrogate.
Where we explicitly outlined it. There's that omission. If you check what you only said there, you acknowledge your observation.
No, I just think of the report. I'm on the minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. If you check in terms of the committee observation and deliberation, page 3. K. Can we get a mover for adoption of the minutes as a total reflection? Oh, just before that, like I indicated earlier, Honorable, Mr. Manuel, can you also squeeze in that omission? Can you read it to the House, please?
Yes. Chair, I will take my apologies for the omission, Chair. We are saying in dealing with the accusation for not getting the meeting, the Chief Director for COPCA KZN responded, and in terms of the account that was presented, ultimately the chairperson was satisfied by his response and felt that the legal invalidity of the meeting that had been cancelled had been cancelled by the Chief Director, the actions were fully justified. That was the mood that they had.
Okay, can we capture it correctly? It should reflect S6 and 6B7, 7B8 likewise. Honorable Chetty?
Yeah, just one point to confirm. I wasn't at this meeting. point 3.1. I was sure that was this not what we discussed in the meeting prior to the written case, where we said the cut and paste of the. Because I was at the meeting where we had the written case here, and where we had raised the issues around the cut and paste of the 2014-2015.
Mpumalanga or Western Cape?
Mpumalanga,
last week.
Okay, no, that's what I'm saying to you. But you've got that here under the Mpumalanga one. Okay? And I'm speaking about the one before that.
You are saying
3.1.
Yes.
Okay. We're dealing with the one of 22nd, okay? I'm saying I was not present there. But what 3.1, I'm saying is what we also have raised on the one of the first.
And I will check. Just to tie and assist each other. Which minute are you having?
I've got the one of 22nd.
Yes, we are still on the 22nd. Yes, 3.1.
And I'm saying I was not there, okay? I agree I was not there.
Yes.
But if you read 3.1 relates to exactly what we discussed when I was present for the minutes of the first. And I'm just concerned whether this was not from that minute. No.
Let's just look at
that.
No, people want to say committee is concerned with regard to the actions of the embassy of the provincial department, the quality, validity, and reliability of the information presented by the department officers. The concern raised by the third committee was as a result of observations of cut and paste.
Yes.
I'm saying, so this I'm getting covered. Well, I remember we did this in the first one.
Okay.
But I don't see the quality yet. That's why I'm asking whether the officials are transported on the wrong minute.
Okay.
No.
Thank
because
you, Honorable Mukwele. That is why it's always advisable that you are there. So it's clarified.
Yeah.
Any
so
other thing? Any other matter on page 2? At least I like the silence this side. Really impressive. May we have it this way at all times. Honorable Mukwele.
You spoke too soon.
Which page are you? You're fine. Okay. Can you go to page 3? No, we're not in a hurry, my brother. Page 3? Any other thing on page 3? But specifically on this one of the committee observation around the non availability of the MEC. If you check on the 1st, like you are saying, of November, the MEC could not appear, even with regard to this one, the MEC could not appear. If not mistaken, we said, and I don't see it captured, we said we must write a letter to both the MEC and the Premier, registering our concern about the non-visibility of the MEC, especially when we invoke Section 69 of the Constitution.
Is there 4.2? Is that what 4.2 only speaks about the MEC? So there should be the addition that then say 4.23.
Okay.
Mention the issue of the Premier.
The letter to the
Premier.
Yes.
Because then they must come again.
Yeah.
So the 4.3 must be the addition of the Premier.
Thank you very much. Can we have a mover for the adoption of the minutes? Honorable Manopoulos, second. Honorable Zimbi. Can we then go to the last page of our minutes? On the 23rd, page 1. Page 2. Can we have a mover for the adoption of the minutes? But I just want to make a humble request. I can see under 2.1 you are making mention of Honorable Chetty and Honorable Kimbe. But in this case, as soon as we engage into debate, after a matter has been concluded, that's what we kept saying, because we don't want more. It should be seen as if it's Chetty, Honorable Chetty, that was really promoting. So it's now a resolution of the committee. It must be all now. Even if you capture it this way, I find a way of expressing in such a way that ultimately the committee agreed on the move that the municipal manager should be reprimanded and a report be submitted.
Looks like one
of
the
was correct.
Yes, it was.
I'll case it in. I'll case it in. And I'll even move them in.
And the report on in local inspection, in local inspection. Can we have a mover for adoption of the minutes on our Chetty? Any second? Any second on our Kimbe? Thank you very much. Can we then go to the last item? Just before announcements, consideration and adoption of the committee first term program. Like I said, it's a preliminary report that we need to, I mean, program that we need to adopt. It is subject to change depending on the nature of the work that we do as the committee. Remember, at times we always anticipate to go out according in terms of the program. But as and when we have issues of Section 1OC, Section 139, we rearrange our program. Page 1. Page 2. There might be other views, perhaps. So we are accommodating. Page 3. No. Actually, this one can participate. Page 4. Page 5. The only concern that I raise is around the Khoisan and traditional people. We still have to embark on a public hearing on it. So we need to find a way of how we incorporate it into the 2017 program. I know the National Assembly Portfolio Committee, of course, that they are just about to start during the middle of the month of December. Honorable Chetty, Honorable Manopoly United.
Thank you. Just want to find out. When the last time we had a discussion about making the provision for study choice, that if we have it in the program, irrespective of whether as a set of committee of posture, appropriations, or safety and security, that then we know that we, for example, is kept for a study choice, or all three committees are combined, irrespective of which committee we're looking for. So I'm saying if we start now, entering it in, we don't have the problem from the core committee, but from the two.
I think it's very progressive that we incorporate it and we start doing all the preliminary arrangements. Internal processes must be followed through. So do you have a specific focus area on our Chetty or any other member? Which area specifically can the committee focus on?
I think it can be advanced by
researchers, what is the best place that you can visit as Coctor, but take into consideration that's need?
Well,
other committees.
Can I speak on this before you speak?
Okay, Honorable Manopoly.
I think already because of in the there are already areas of the poor areas focus of mixed income. So I think they can take from there and take in the countries the petition and proper and security for which area of focus is for the best base of COPTA can be used and the area can be used.
But again, yes, I hear you, Honorable Manopoly, but what is also key is to make a determination based on our own COGTA research. Well, at times you might find that justice and security, they have their own research focus area. And in this case, you find that COGTA has got this. So what do we have time to do? We are flexible based on the initiative of a committee. For example, if petition is initiated, the other two committees, that is ourselves, COGTA and justice, we just follow, we just squeeze ourselves. So in this case, would allow, I think it would be fair enough if we allow the committee to initiate based on the model that they want to really look upon and ensure that they come up with. Perhaps what we can say, let's say we take note of the proposal that we incorporate into the program, the study tour, but let's get a follow-up from the research unit of the specific focus area. Give us various options and the reasons why should we go for a study tour, please. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I will check it.
Maybe we should find out, you know, especially with the electoral colleges in America and what happened, and the fear of representation in South Africa, what's happening. Maybe we need to look at one of those other, and what systems they are using.
USA.
For example, if you know the one in, I think it's Switzerland. They use a system where public reps are elected every 5 years. And that's only the mayor of the city that's voted. The rest of them are on the average level.
So these are some of the focus areas that we can look at as and when we do research. Not necessarily confine ourselves to it, but let's try and apply our mind broadly. I think this is a good suggestion. On our Manopoly? Okay. Can we first finish on this one? Honorable Tumbe, then Honorable Tomechan will be done.
He said in the beginning that as we are the three committees, let's try to spread our study talk. For instance, now we have this year, petition. Next year, for instance, I think our study talk will be around June because Parliament will be open in June. Then 2017, we plan for another committee. Because I don't think they will allow, once we finish up immediately, they will not allow us to give us the permission to go again. I'm just supporting what you are saying, that there's no need of combining all the things. Like, for instance, in petition, you are only focusing there for e-defense, which is very strong in Guinea.
That is why
yes. I'm supporting you, say that.
Okay.
Let's not put those things in one.
Yes.
Okay.
No.
Spread
it. Okay. No, it's all understood. It's all understood. Honorable Hoshi.
Thank you, Chairperson. Yeah. I made that mistake. No, I agree with the way you outlined it. That the operation of three in one. Ordinarily, 70% has been disadvantaged. But then let's use this window of study talk to show others that yes, we have been disadvantaged, but on the other part, we are better off. In my own, and I think I would have said, obviously around January, either COPTA or security, one of them should pick one of the area we have to go. And then so as June, and then I'll say until September, because bear in mind we have done the unusual thing, unprecedented thing,
that when we had presented the report on the Wasabi Bao Nyaka Commission, we sneaked, you know, something that made the House to adopt. So it does not need motivation.
Mm-hmm.
It has been adopted. It's just about implementation.
Mm-hmm.
The study tour, it's no longer our baby. It's the House, you know, baby. Now we are just implementing the decision of the House.
Okay.
So I'm sure we can line up until September, that January, June, and September, we can have the study tour.
Okay. So it means what you can also urge is to appeal to our technocrats from three committees to come together, look into it together with the research unit. But remember APP, Annual Performance Plan, study tours is part of the measuring tool for our committee. So it means we must always explore such avenues. Honourable members, on the basis of this, can we afford Honourable Manopole?
Raise
the mic. Honourable members, if you check, the program itself is giving us the overall picture. In case you have the specific aspect that we do with the committee to focus on, we can always be flexible in terms of incorporating as and when we embark on it. For example, we here are saying Auditor General's workshop, a joint workshop around the municipal audit outcomes. If you check the specific target participants, we have set SALGA. But in this case, I think we'll always be flexible to say, let's identify selectively municipalities that you can invite their troikas to come and be part of the program. So I'm just saying, as and when you have any additional input, I think you are more than welcome to input on the program. Honourable members, can we have a mover for the adoption of the program for 2017? Honourable Khoshi Terejan. The mover, any second? Honourable Manopo.
I will take the
So it's adopted. Honourable members, we'll go to the last item announcement. There's a SALGA conference that started on the 28th. It's going to end up on the 1st. We have made a submission. But what we did not take everyone. Remember, as much as we wish to have everyone attending SALGA conference, it was not possible. What we did, we said, let's have one person from EFF, one person from DA, and two, if not three, from the ANC. That's what we did. So we've made submission for that application. So we are likely to leave Wednesday evening, so that we are able, there's a gala dinner on Wednesday. As myself and Honorable Manopole, we can join the program the following day, because on Wednesday evening, 6 o'clock, we'll be having the shortlisting for the NYDA. You'd recall that Honorable Manopole is the co-chair in that panel. So the arrangement is that possibly tomorrow when our members must just prepare themselves, but I think Mr. Moss will communicate the details in terms of the process moving forward. That is the indication. in the absence of any other matter, allow me to convey my gratitude. No, luckily the responsible chairperson with power vested in me is here today. I think he'll brief the committee. Can I note Honorable Mukwele, Honorable Chetty, then Honorable Tabejan, you'll clarify. Honorable Mukwele?
Yeah, no, I only drink that day. Hence you were the chair of the meeting on that day, and then you will hand over to the portfolio committee chair.
Okay. Specifically on this one, you'd remember that we had a delegation that met with the chief whip. And what we discovered in the chief's office, there was a challenge, as we have indicated earlier on, that let's go out and verify and not hear issues from the corridors. The application went on the 9th, then on the 22nd, it was taken to the office of the house chair. On the 23rd, it was taken to the office of the chief whip. So I went there with Honorable Muteto. So we're able to verify that the office of the chief whip, as earlier on, thought that perhaps the application is still lying there. It was not like that. So we immediately agreed with the chief whip that let it be processed. So as we can confirm, it has been processed, but the challenge was around the email that we received from the High Commission in India with regard to a number of people that can be accommodated in India. And apart from that, there's been some challenges in Parliament in India, which also had a particular challenge. So there's a communication that has been circulated through Mr. Dashet, yes. The latest was an indication that this matter is still getting a priority, getting an attention, so they will be communicating with us in due course. It is unfortunate, time is not on our side, and I'm not sure whether it is still wise for us to really persuade, because from time to time what is being brought forth is impediments that are of hindrance to us advancing the tour on the specific days that we've agreed upon. So I'm not sure if Honorable Khoshi, Tabejan, if there's anything that you might really say or advise from that. Honorable Mukwele.
Yes, thanks very much, Chair. What I can say is that the very same committee about whip visit in India, it was part of the agenda today, but it was not dealt with. And by the look of things, I'm just saying, fine, whatever decisions that the highest office are taking is fine. But I want to bring to your attention that the very same groups that are supposed to attend, that they are not even aware that they must go. So you can see someone somewhere is doing his or her own thing just for noting. There is no such a thing. It has never been discussed. They say it's a culture that every year and this goes out on a trip, an international trip. I was a whip last year. I didn't even know. Maybe if we must get something. So when you take decisions about this matter, about our committee, also note that we don't know that they must go. And whatever discussions that is there, the 9th is next week, and some of us are firmly bounded. We must negotiate things prior to the thing. So you'll take that into cognizance. I don't think next week will be possible for us to go on an international trip without even knowing now that there is such a trip. Thank you.
Yes, I think maybe we should also afford another Tibetani an opportunity. But I think what you are raising is a call for concern. But honestly speaking, when you go out, you need to make prior amendments. But for the record, part of the what one discovered also on our members, earlier on, if you recall, we were of the impression that the submission from the Office of the Chief Whip was only made on the 11th. But to my confirmation, there's a confirmation that their submission was made in September prior to our submission. So it means it allays away any suspicion that perhaps it was done in conflict to that, you know. So I'm just saying it's best that we clarify such. I'm not listening to that. Honorable Tevegas.
Revolution.
But the report I
the
study tour has been approved. What you are talking about are the nitty-gritty of who, I'm sure they also spoke about something like weather. Generally, the approval is there. It is up to you know, the host, whether they host us, they are eager to do this other thing. I think from where we are sitting, it should not be either or. For us, it is given, it remains with whatever that enabling factors, whether they are conducive or not. But I think one should commit himself, Chair, that tomorrow in the meeting, we will have touchable final information to communicate.
Okay. There's also a communique that we received that has been circulated by Gaishen to different members. I just want to quote one paragraph. It is saying the WIPARI trip to India is a separate delegation that, as per the email here under, is requesting alternative travel days to India. So perhaps what you are confirming is also based on this. So I'm not sure. Honorable Tevegas is suggesting that let's wait up until tomorrow. Honorable Chair.
Yeah, thanks, Chair.
Chair, the thing is concerned. I think we did a decision, irrespective of what Chief Wolf and what their date was in September, hours of a year ago, even before that. And this is to do with the working of the committee. That's the reason why we're here. We never choose to go in December because the kind of company wants to go every December to go have an holiday out of the country.
Mm.
We're not doing it for that reason. I'm surprised to hear what the honorable president has said, that the company goes at the end of every year because they go for holiday. This would have been done last year. That's when we programmed the thing. Because we believe it was important for the committee to go in, do this, it was going to help us with our work. And because of the delay, it now has come to be happening at this time. And I honestly believe, shift to you, that tomorrow morning, you have to make sure that to the part of today, your officials understand what it is. I've always made it very explicitly clear that the officials have let us down. Because there was communicating to and fro. And as Chair, you just said now, the dates and the information we were getting was miscalculated because the Office of the Chief of Reserve didn't have it at that time. It didn't come through from Nyambi's office. All of that's coming on. Now, that's not our job as politicians to go and be dealing with. We've got officials here. That's their job. I mean, they were not concentrating on being officials and being politics to us. I didn't want to take over yet. Because last week you saw very clearly what Zama did. When we left the Chief of Office, he came to the caucus there to intervene before we could get there. Unacceptable. So I'm just saying, please, Chair, if tomorrow morning we can get confirmation about what's happening on this. And I will be, and I want people to know, I would be very offended if we are told that based on the fact that the Chief will go for holiday in December, that gives precedence over the functioning of staff. I know you don't want to hear what Honorable Fred said,
no,
but I heard
it
as a hope from that committee, you know.
It's
I
right,
it as
it's right, but I'm saying, Honorable Chair, let's base our discussion on what is affecting the committee. You know, the disadvantage to some of us is that we are not part of the WIPA. And it's unfortunate we can't really enter into a terrain where we're not even conversant of what transpired there. But neither way, I think Honorable Tevejani has put a suggestion to say let's await progress tomorrow. The meeting is officially Honorable Manuka. That is what I'm saying. Let's have a holistic approach, you know.
But say yes to whatever president, just inform your family that
you will.
that one is off record. You try. One of the members of the meeting is finished. Thank you very much.
Yes,
can we sort out the issue of tomorrow, please? So that you don't delay again.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. What time are we going to go tomorrow?
Kauteng. There's a sitting tomorrow. We said our confirmation is after plenary. So what needs to happen is for you to, when you come maybe to Parliament, you can bring along your luggage so that that's when we leave tomorrow, everything is readily available.
So what time are we looking at leaving?
Whatever flight. The late flight, the last one.
The late flight. Manopoli, we must drive over to my house. So, do you recover more slow?
Or is it possible to get the Elias flight
on
Thursday?
Yeah. Wednesday. Finish. Out.
Why are you saying I can't make it? Because there's a 6 o'clock flight.
Ish.
And we'll be further from traffic.
That's it. And we're going to get stuck. We've got the night before.
All right. It means what you need. You need a shuttle that will take us from the accommodation. Manopoli, can we do this thing? Can we do this thing? The three of us, if it's possible, can you go and check with Tosis Tuli or Nyambi, one of the two, so that they start expediting the process?
Check.
Your dictaphone?
Check.
Mama?
Check. With due respect, can I administratively deal with this?
No.